From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. Surprised to see her this morning. Jesse Canizzaro, Milestone Plumbing. They're located in Wauwatosa. How are you, Jess?
Good morning, Mike. Well, how about you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, Jess. How are you?
Doing well, Mike.
There we go. Hey, busy week for you. Because I know because I was texting you, and I'm sure a zillion other people were. Cold weather, tough for you guys.
It is. And surprisingly, the first couple of days with the super cold aren't the busiest. It's when yesterday things started to thaw, and the weekend it will continue to be very busy.
Well, I texted you because my wife Terry had heard that you should let your faucets drip with weather like that. And I said, where'd you hear that from? She goes, I just heard it. And I thought, I'm going to text Jesse, and if she has a second, maybe she'll text me back. And thank you for that information. Not something you're real comfortable with.
So it's a double-edged sword. Yes, it works well if you're going to babysit that fixture. If you leave the fixture unattended to go to bed, because you did text me, I think it was 9:30 at night.
It was.
I'm assuming you were getting ready to go crawl into bed soon.
No, I was just heading out to the disco bars or something.
Yeah, with
you'd
Tracy.
Be quiet. Oh, Tracy, you be quiet over there to the disco bars. Yeah, that shows you how old I am.
What happens is we actually get a surge of frozen kitchen sink drains, bathroom drains, outside walls where the drains go down, those can also freeze. So if you get an ice blockage inside of there and the water can't drain, if you leave that fixture trickling all night, eventually it'll overflow and you could end up with a pretty massive property damage claim.
Yeah, not good. Well, that kind of information is what you can get from Jessie if you go see her at the Nary Spring Home Improvement Show. That's called a segue in my business. That worked well, didn't it?
That was a good one.
Thanks. February 17th. February 15th, 16th, and 17th at State Fair Park. Really good show. I looked at the list again today, and boy, the exhibitor list is huge, and the things that people can come out and see, just a really exciting time for us.
This is our second year of having the Skills USA competition as well. There's 11 area high schools that have different teams that are competing. They're going to be building little houses, so you've got carpentry, you've got some plumbing involved, there's some framing for the roof, there's framing for the floor system. It's actually a very cool event. So those 17 teams will compete to see who goes on to nationals.
You know what's exciting to me is last year, I don't know how many teams we had, but we didn't have many from this area. We had from outstate. It's schools, not teams, but schools that are involved. This year, let me go through some of these teams, and some are right here. Mm-hmm. That makes me really happy that there's some schools in this area that are really getting involved. Baraboo is involved. Barneville is involved. Blair Taylor. Bradley Tech, which is, they need to be in that. And I'm happy they're going to be there. Dodgeville. Hartford has a number of teams. Mount Horeb. Muskego has got a lot of teams. New Berlin West has a number of teams. Slinger and Westfield. So I love the fact that Bradley Tech is involved, that New Berlin West is involved. Muskego's got, like I said, a number of teams. I think it's important that we get a number of schools in this area. I talk to high school people all the time. And I said, why aren't you involved in Skills USA? Not sure what that is. And so we have to do a better job, I think, of promoting what Skills USA is. I know that that Bingo is kind of the person here for Skills USA. And when he comes on the show, very well-versed, talks all about it. But I think guys like me that are talking to high school kids and high school administrators all the time, we've got to be able to sing that message.
And we're also excited to see a lot of the schools that the Workforce Development Committee for Nary go into to talk to. Those instructors that don't have the program yet are coming to see what it's all about, and so they can implement it for next year. So we expect this competition to continue to grow every year.
If you want more information on the show, go to NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. Again, Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. Second and third segment of the show is we're going to open up the phone line and we're going to get five winners to get a pair of tickets. So if you're planning on going to the show or you want to go to the show and you want us to leave tickets out, we'll call for you. We'll open up some phone lines, the second and third segment of the show, and we'll give away some free tickets. our special in studio guest, Tracy Grosspeach. She is the sales manager, AB&K. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you. Why are you laughing so hard about my story about leaving the house at 9:30 at night to go?
I like the phrase disco bars.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. No, it just reminds me of a number of visits we had ago where we talked about, we played Commodores and...
Oh, we're going to...
And we threw out all the late 70s, early 80s phrasing.
Yeah,
and felt old
the
together.
Fact that that your favorite breakup song was Sail On Down the Line.
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, it's
favorite in quotations.
No, it's one of the best lyrics ever written.
Yeah.
Just Please Go Away.
And we will, you know what? We'll play that. That'll be part of our bumper music, and I'm going to ask you guys for some of your favorite disc. Well, Jesse doesn't even know what disco is, I don't think, but...
She was like a toddler.
Yeah, disco was never big at Heartland Arrowhead, I'm sure.
Oh, there it is. We didn't even make it to the second segment.
She is a warhawk through and through, no doubt. How are things by you? This weather, does this affect your business at AB&K at all?
Well, so we're coming off of the home show that was in January, and we're all busy, but with this crazy cold weather, the owners actually closed the store for a day and a half just so that we're not all driving around.
Sure.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, our crews are building no matter what because that's how they earn their money. They don't really get days off.
Right.
So they're out there swinging a hammer, and they were taking out tile flooring and brick walls and putting them in a dumpster on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Wednesday. So, you know, if they're out working, I'm out making sure that do they have the right things. I was getting quilted blankets so that we could insulate some walls that were coming down for our homeowner. So just because, I mean, I wish the world stopped. It was kind of like Christmas, but not.
Right. Radio stations don't close.
No.
No. So, but they were kind enough to say, hey, look, if you're not comfortable driving in. And I kind of thought, I mean, you can get to work. You know, once you get here, you're fine. And they were kind enough to do that. And there was a couple of us here. And I looked around. It was all guys my age. And I kind of laughed. I said, where's everybody else? And one guy said, well, you know, a little bit younger age, if you're told that maybe you can stay home and work from home or take the day. And we get paid straight commission. So you got to get here and work, right?
We have to get ready for our design presentations.
You want to talk
about?
I mean,
that doesn't stop. I mean, we still have things to do and designs to put together and quotes to put up together and presentations to make because we need to sell that. I mean, we also are judged on what we sell, and that needs to keep going.
And speaking of that, you guys had a big week, right?
We had a big January, and then it was capped off yesterday
What happened yesterday?
So, well, we won a national NARI remodeling award for a basement project that we did up in Mequon, which is a huge honor. There was over 350 submissions nationwide, and we won for our region. And from what I can tell, and maybe Jesse, you know the region better than I do, but it's quite vast because it's Wisconsin, it's Illinois. There was, in our region, it goes as far as Kansas, Minnesota. I'm not even sure.
You had some good competitors. Yeah.
Right, I mean, there's just going up against projects that were built in Illinois. It's quite an honor. And that capped off. That was like the icing on the cake kind of thing. For the local remodeling awards that were earlier in January or mid-January. So that night we won 17 awards for our kitchens and bathrooms.
115 awards
and basements
over the past 11 years.
Yep.
Can I ask you what goes into when you have to make a submission on a project that's going to be judged? What goes into making that submission?
Well, first of all, it takes awesome clients. So that's like the first thing is that we have to have great clients and, of course, a great design. But it's not a participation trophy. Minnesota, they judge our work.
Okay.
And they're harsh. They can be downright mean.
Yeah.
I mean, they can. And cutting. So it's not... So just because we won 17 awards doesn't mean that we submitted 17. And so you just get... You know, it's not like soccer for my toddlers when they were toddlers. You know, it's not that. My preschoolers. it's you have to be, they have to be well photographed. So professional photography, they have to be written in a way that states what the client needs are, what the client's, the problems with the existing space, what they wanted, and how we achieve that. It's basically boiling that entire process down into about 6 or 7 bullet points. So it's being clear and concise.
I would have a hard time because I'd want to list 17 or 18 bullet points, and I would have a hard time deciding which bullet points have to be kicked out and what stays. Who makes that final decision for you guys? Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that.
Good for you.
But I bullet point with, excuse me, with my salespeople. So we go through every single project, you know, what were the highlights and lowlights, what happened, just because I need a refresher every time because I can't remember things from 10 months ago,
right,
like I used to. So it's a group project, then it's edited by me.
That's awesome. You get nervous with any of that?
I was a wreck.
You were?
On that Friday. I was so anxious.
You couldn't tell. You looked great.
No, that was before they started saying A, B, and K all over again and over and over and over. And then I was just totally, it was like The Price is Right. I'm pretty sure I was like hooping and hollering up and down the aisle and fist pumping and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure I looked like a little bit of an idiot. But that's okay. I'm so happy. It's a lot of work.
Bingo sent me video of you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to post it on their website. No, he really didn't.
He actually probably would.
I'm just kidding.
I think he got tired of having his picture taken with our team.
Well, you know what? Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that number, when I asked you in our pre-show meeting for the number, 115 awards over the last 11 years. Now it's 116.
Correct.
116.
Yes.
And that 116th, that makes you awfully proud. What was the project, by the way, the one that won on the national?
So it was a basement where it was already a finished basement, and we actually reconfigured everything, put in a wine cellar, made a more of a sleek looking bar area, an exercise room, and a bathroom. I just reposted all the pictures on our Facebook page, so if anybody wants to see, go on our Facebook page
of AB&K.
AB ampersand K. Not A&D. And that's how you'll find us on the Facebook
A-B
machine.
And K.
Yeah.
Should I hesitate there?
I don't know.
Because it does sound like Andy, doesn't it? AB and K.
Oh, I guess it would sound like Andy.
Yeah, kind of.
Huh.
Or their website. Go to abandk.com. Abandk.com. They're located on Highway 100 in Greenfield and in Mequon.
Correct.
But you're in Greenfield for the most part. If people want to come see you, can they go either way?
Yeah. Absolutely. They'll find me more in Greenfield than Mequon, we always have somebody in Mequon.
Correct. I'm talking about you personally, though.
Yeah, me personally.
414-329-1882. 414-329-1882. Let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we got a number of things to talk about. Also going to open up the phone lines, and we will give 5 winners a pair of tickets for the Home Improvement Show coming up at State Fair Park. It's coming up next month. Or it's coming up this month. It's February. My goodness, February 15th through the 17th at State Fair Park, the Nary Spring Home Improvement Show. And we'll open up the phone lines, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Not even bobbing your head, Tracy.
I'm smiling at
you're
you.
You're smiling.
Welcome but you can't back. See my smile on the radio.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's Disco Saturday on The Fan.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Special guest in studio, Tracy Grosspeach, AB&K. Go to abandk.com for more information. We did open up the phone lines. You want to win a pair of tickets to the spring show coming up. And again, it is at State Fair Park, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. Call 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. We'll leave a pair of tickets at the will call window under your name. Just give us your name and we'll leave that pair. So, Tracy, when we went back and forth on what some of the topics we want to talk about today. And thank you so much for the information on the things that you sent. And what I did, because it kind of fit in with who our my co-host is this week, who is Jesse Canizero from Milestone Plumbing, and some of the things that you sent, I pulled the top 10 trends for kitchens.
Oh, good. Some of
them, and if you take a look, and there's some of these, and I looked at the pictures, and I thought, I really want to talk about this. Number one trend 2019 in kitchens is full tile backsplash feature walls. So they're going to do the whole wall. And the picture that I saw was, it was really incredible. It was striking how pretty it was. So they're not just going to be doing just the you know, behind the backsplash by the sink. They're doing like a full wall now.
Right. We're going up behind the range hood. If it's a stainless steel hood, we're tiling that. We're tiling the basically entire back walls around windows. There's some really wonderful tile that has dimension to it. It's beautiful when it's all installed. A lot of texture, a lot of pattern, really interesting to look at.
Jesse, do you see some of this now?
Yeah, we do. And it's exciting and neat to see. I am not a designer, so I'm always wowed by what Tracy and other designers are able to put together.
Yeah, you and me both. And I tell her every time she comes in, she has a gift I don't have. I can't see any of that until it's completely done. But looking at that, I think that just gives somebody like you, it's almost like a canvas, go paint it, right?
Yes, and again, a lot of trust from the client that this is going to be the bomb diggity.
Right.
This is the look you want. And the more people see it, the more people want it, the more people understand what it's going to look like.
So I read that article about it, and then I had to slide down a little bit because as I read it, I didn't understand it, and I didn't think I would like it. And then I saw a picture of it and went, ooh.
That looks cool.
That looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really cool. Mm-hmm. And I think different colors, different designs, there's a lot of different things you can do with that.
Absolutely.
I like that. Number two, window walls. Cabinet design has become much more efficient in recent years. Deep drawers, perimeter on base cabinets that bring items at the back of the cabinet into the open means fewer kitchen cabinets are needed. So in response, designers and homeowners have shifted to removing upper cabinets and at least one kitchen wall, often to create expansive window wall that can deliver views and a lot of natural light. Are you being asked in kitchens to let's not have so many cabinets, but let's put some wall and a window there?
Yeah, we are doing less upper wall cabinets. And in the place of a traditional wall cabinet could be a window. Could be some floating shelves with that full height tile behind it as well. So a lot of different things. But one of the things that designers and installers have to think about when they're putting these walls of windows in is we still need outlets. We're still required to have electrical outlets. So that's something that we need to consider and have space for because not everybody wants pop-up outlets in their countertops because they're bumps in the countertop. They get expensive.
Right. That's interesting. So, look, we have, and you've been to my house, Jesse. We've got the one small window that overlooks the street by the sink, and then a bigger window that looks into the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But people, instead of having the big cabinets, are they making the windows bigger? Or if they don't have a window that looks outside, that's what they're looking to do?
Sometimes they're putting in a window as well.
Yeah. An extra one or one in that
If they
space.
Don't have a window, they're putting windows in.
Right.
And if they do have a window, they're making it bigger or adding more to it.
Interesting. When you see these trends, and I'm sure that you do your research and you look middle of 2018 into what's going to be trending in 2019, are there times that you read these and you just shake your head and say, we're not doing that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Is that because it doesn't seem to me like the window wall, if you don't have a window in the kitchen by the sink, if you don't have one now, it's not something you would recommend?
No, it really depends on the house and the budget. Because if your house has a brick facade, putting another window in your kitchen is not the easiest thing to do. Because now we have a mason involved. And masons and plumbers you guys are expensive. You guys are some of our most expensive people.
Hi, Jesse. But rightfully so.
Masons are more.
Yeah.
I think masons are more. I think they are. I think they are the top dollar winner.
But good luck trying to do some of this without without a NARI certified plumber, right?
And, you know, and especially absolutely. Tracy brings up the outside of the house and, you know, talking about NARI contractors, if you hire someone off Craigslist that doesn't do a good job, every single person that drives by that house is always going to know that where that work got pieced back in, it wasn't correct.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it is. Can we put a window in there? Can you afford to put a window in there? How does that affect the overall budget?
Right. Number three, wood on wood on wood. Many of the most popular kitchen photos of 2018 featured lots of wood. And it's easy to see why. Wood adds loads of warmth and character, and it pairs well with whites and grays, two of the most popular colors for kitchen cabinets. Are you finding more people wanting more wood in their kitchens?
I'm finding that more people are accepting that they have golden oak trim in their house and that it will look good with white and gray. And I can just say God bless, because it's expensive to change everything out in your house just because it is golden oak. And I have golden oak in my house. And some days I love it and I think it's beautiful. And some days I'm like, oh gosh, rip it all out.
You can pair that.
But I also
with,
have kids in college, so it's going to stay.
It's going to stay. It's going to stay. You can pair that golden oak with a lot, though.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks really good with a lot. But you're right. There's so much. They went crazy with golden oak for a long time. So in every home, when you walk in.
For decades,
for
yes.
For decades.
Uh-huh.
And I have a woman that works with me, and she had pictures for somebody else that came onto the NARI show. And she said, look, is there any way just to change part of this? And they said, if you're going to change part of it, you got to change all of it. And here's why. And she explained to her, because her built-in cabinets were all that color.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wanted to, she was thinking she wanted to paint the trim. And they said, don't try it. Because first of all, it's a very difficult process to paint the trim.
Yes, it is.
And once you paint the trim and you get done, you might not like it. And then what? You can't change out these cabinets that are in your wall, and you're not going to paint those, right? And she said, no. And the woman said, look, you do what you want. It's your house. I would highly recommend not. If you're going to take the trim out or change the trim, take it out and put new trim in.
One of the kitchens that we won an award for, we won a gold, is a kitchen on our website. It's on Hawthorne. If you look under the kitchen gallery, Hawthorne in Cedarburg. It is, they kept their golden oak trim because they have six panel golden oak doors. And they're really pretty doors. Didn't want to change that, but they have a white kitchen with the stainless steel hood and light gray walls. And they have the wall of tile
right
behind the range hood. So it can be done successfully and it can look elegant and beautiful and sophisticated.
Hey, number five, and we'll get back to number four after the break because we're going to need a little more time with that. Number five, quartz countertops. They have officially been crowned the most popular countertop material in 2018, following a three-year decline in granite. And you guys do a lot with quartz?
It's our number one seller for countertop material.
Why, when somebody asks you, I think I want to go with granite, but people keep talking about quartz. How do you sell the quartz over granite?
Well, I ask them what kind of color that they like, and if they say, I want a white countertop, then it's quartz, unless they want to spend triple the amount, and then we can do quartzite. And most people are like, yeah, I like quartz. It's great.
So it is.
Right. So, and it really depends on their style. I have clients that like all the movement of granite, so then we do granite. And
yeah,
some people like the durability and the idea that they don't have to seal it with quartz. And that's why we do quartz. And a lot of times it comes down to color.
What's the third choice? Is there a third choice?
There's Corian.
Is that number three right now? And
no.
Then, no?
I'd say it's granite, quartz, maybe Corian, and then laminate still. We still do a lot of laminate
you
countertops
do.
Because it's very economical if you need to update your kitchen, but you're not going to stay there forever.
Right.
It looks great because we can put in a laminate countertop, still put in a tile backsplash.
And make it look really good.
And it looks picture perfect.
She is Tracy Grosspeach. My co-host this week is Jesse Canizzaro from Milestone Plumbing. Tracy, she's a sales manager from AB and K Bath and Kitchen, AB and K. You can go to abandk.com for more information. We've given away three pairs of tickets. So we've got two pairs left for the show coming up February 15th, 16th, and 17th at State Fair Park. It's the NARI Spring Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 414-799-1250. 799-1250 to get a pair of tickets for that show. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You know, I was thinner and much better looking when this was hot.
This is where I say, hey, you guys want to come over after the show and roller skate in my basement?
That's awesome. It's Disco Saturday here on the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Jesse, you got to come up with one. That song is brought to you by Tracy Grosspeach.
I hate to say this, but I think these were big before I was born.
And Jesse will no longer be on the show.
Right. We're done talking to her.
She will no longer be on the show. Co-host this week, Jesse Cannizzaro, Milestone Plumbing. They're located in Wauwatosa. Go to milestoneplumbinginc.com for more information. Our special in-studio guest, Tracy Grosspeach, sales manager, ABNK. You can give them a call at 414-329-1882, or better yet, abnk.com for more information. So we're talking about trends in the kitchen for 2019, cream-colored cabinets. And it's interesting because the list on that we had talked about and that you had emailed me talked about painted cabinets. And we've talked about this before, but I get a lot of response when we talk about it from people that want to try to paint their own cabinets. And, man, that's a tough putt. It's not an easy thing to do it correctly.
No.
Number four on here, cream-colored cabinets. White is still the top choice for cabinet color, according to House, but no two whites are created equal. Some paint companies offer more than 150 white paints. How do you choose? So people now are thinking, look, if I don't want to go with just a straight white, kind of a cream-colored seems to be a hot trend for 2019.
I think the word cream, that what people think of when they hear the word cream, is a little bit of a hot button because some people think, oh, it's going to be more yellow like vanilla ice cream. And cream is anything that is not stark white.
Okay.
So it can be like a tinted white. And how we pick our whites for our kitchens is, what's that one thing that you love that we've selected so far? Is it the tile? Is it the countertop? Is it a paint color that you love throughout your house and you want it in your kitchen too, or your bathroom? Whatever that thing is, sometimes the white is too stark.
Right.
It looks too artificial. And sometimes a linen white is the right color. Sometimes like a classic white, which is just a little softer white, is the color. And sometimes more of a creamy, silky type of color. It really depends. I guess that's why you call us.
Yeah, and cream. When I said cream colored, you kind of rolled your eyes because there's 150 different.
Correct.
It's just not. If somebody says I want a navy blue, you know what navy blue is, but there's some different.
Well, with navy blues, I have two options.
Okay, correct.
Uh huh.
That's what I'm talking. Mm-hmm. But cream colored, you've got a zillion.
Right. Walk into any Sherwin-Williams store and go look at the whites, and then walk out because you're going to be overwhelmed.
150 different white paints by some of these companies. My favorite is number six, and we talked about this during Emerald and Deep Teal Island. I read that and I thought, and then I saw the picture and it was beautiful.
It's striking.
It is striking. I'm telling you, that's a bold move in the middle of your kitchen to go with Emerald or Deep Teal Island, I think.
And that's a statement. That's part of who you are as the homeowner. We're seeing a lot of navies right now. In the past, I've done more of a barn red because that was her favorite color. Her front door was that color. Her island is that color. Some of the accessories in her house are that color. So that's like her signature color. She always wore like a burgundy red color every time I met with her. So I'm pretty sure she wore that color almost every day of her life.
And that made sense.
Right. And she had off-white cabinets for the perimeter. Not cream.
Right. Off-white.
They're off-white.
How did that look?
Beautiful.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
And
she had a wood countertop on it, too.
Interesting. The emerald. Are you surprised at the different? Look, for so long, the island was, it was what it was. I mean, there was probably two options or three options.
It was either the same color as the perimeter.
Right.
Or it was like dark wood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now the people are, the Emerald, that's the picture that I looked at, and I thought, first of all, that's a bold move, man. And second, mm-hmm. how beautiful it looked in the kitchen. It wouldn't look great in our small kitchen, but it looked really good in that picture.
Absolutely.
People are going a lot of color. I wonder if it's one day they're going to go, oh, what was I thinking? I don't think so with that.
If it's their signature color, it's their signature color.
Right.
I mean, mine is red.
I see that. Mine's green. It's a whole Irish thing.
Yeah,
I have no green on today. But
I think that might be my husband's signature color, too.
And I don't even know if I wear
or
much
like
green.
Or like an orangey color.
But I've always wanted, like, when we redid our house, the outside of our house.
Is it green?
No, I didn't win. I lost.
What color?
There was three votes. It was my vote,
uh-huh.
my wife Terry's vote, and Randy Miller got a vote because he was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I got X'd out.
So what did your wife pick?
It said brown. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. I like it. But there's a little green tint to it.
There
you
go.
Some stuff around this.
Okay, that's good.
Not my Kelly green, though. Not that really.
Well, actually, you can't have that on the outside of your house.
Well, that's
I'm with
what they.
You. I'm with everyone else.
That's what they both said. But I thought maybe I should get two votes.
No.
No, that's what they said as well. And it's funny because I thought Randy was my boy.
No.
He's
smart. He knows where his bread's buttered.
He said, absolutely not. There's no chance that's going to happen.
Well, because his name's on it, too.
You know what's funny? Is the colors that they picked, all of a sudden in my neighborhood, there's three other houses with very similar.
So you're a trendsetter.
My wife is a trendsetter. I would have been a whole different type of trendsetter with that color that I would have.
Well, it's not like it's turquoise from, you know, Donna Summer's era.
Well, again.
Or prior.
Obviously, I'm still living in that era, right? Hey, number eight, and I'll get back to number seven. Custom drawer inserts with an unexpected color or stain. And that for me was, I didn't really understand it, so I had to read through it. But they're talking, designers often suggest that homeowners splurge on the areas that interact with that they interact with the most. Cabinet hardware is a good example. However, now they're talking about custom special coloring inside the drawer of the cabinets. And you're feeling on that?
No, I'm not feeling that one at all.
Well, it's coming.
And it's been coming for a while. That's been available since at least 12 years. To have a contrast instead of having your standard maple drawer box where you can upgrade to a cherry or a walnut or something like that.
Not something you recommend.
Yeah, I'm such a Midwesterner. I'm like, why would you spend the money? No one sees it.
Right.
Except for you. But the drawer inserts, I can totally get behind that with places to store your lids or rollout trays or the two-tiered cutlery trays or places to put your knives, anything to clear off your countertop, I can absolutely get behind that. But I can't get behind that in walnut. I mean, if that's what you want, okay, that's great.
But is that going to take some budget away from something
else?
Yeah,
if you have the budget to afford that. If you don't, let's focus it on the pretty stuff. Like
right.
Where you're going to get your bang for your buck.
Interesting. Again, if you're going to take money away from that, I love the fact that there's so many options now, and the whole aging in place thing, you know, fits in now with people like at my age where you're thinking, okay, how long am I going to stay in the house? And some of the options for what you can and cannot do in your cabinets have just gone off the charts for some of the things that I looked at, because as you get older, you don't want to have to not have a drawer that pulls all the way out. So you don't have to get on your knees and reach down into mm-hmm. the back. And those options are, I would think that you'd want to spend part of your budget with that rather than changing the colors inside.
And that's what we're doing. And then because there's so many ways to accessorize your drawer to maximize the storage and all those base cabinets, is we are getting rid of those upper cabinets like we talked about in the last segment where we're doing the walls of tile and kind of putting the money there instead of don't get me wrong, the walnut drawers are beautiful. I mean, walnut anything is gorgeous,
but they stay closed
but it costs money.
Yeah, and those drawers stay closed for 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open them, you close them in 2 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read that one and I thought, I wonder if Tracy's gonna say, oh, it's huge. Yeah, I recommend that to everybody. And absolutely not. Number nine, kitchens that completely open to the outdoors. A single door connecting the kitchen to the outdoor area doesn't cut it anymore. What homeowners want is a blurring of the inside and out. Large sliding doors that give you the feeling that you're outside and help increase the living space.
All right. So not this week.
Not this week.
Not this week. It
no.
would be that'd be like a cold. That'd probably be a colder kitchen. I mean, that's where your exterior contractor is really, you know, part of the team to make sure that, one, that you can have this door, two, that it's properly insulated, and you know, three, that the glazing is the insulated value that you need for our climate.
Hey, how often do people come with you with lists like this and say, hey, I saw that this is going to be big in 2019 or big in 2020, and I want to get a jump on it right now? And do they come with lists like
no,
this?
No, they come with, hey, we were in Arizona, we were in Florida, and we rented a house for a couple months that had a walk-in shower or that had these big patio doors that went out to a lanai. And then we talk about how we can incorporate some of those design aspects into living in Wisconsin.
That's awesome. We're going to stop here on the trends because I have a number of questions for you in the next segment. For the show that's coming up, what are you guys going to be promoting? Are you going to
First of all, shameless plug. So on Friday at 3:00 at the Neri Show, you're going to be introducing me.
I am.
Yeah. And my design team. my senior
design
team.
Can we play
tea?
This kind of music in the background when we're doing this?
That yes, I think we should.
That whole disco theme?
I think we should. So Friday at 3, with the ABNK senior design team, we're going to be talking about tips and trends, do's and don'ts, that type of stuff, so that we can talk to homeowners and they can get an idea of what's coming down the pipe, what they might like, what they might hate, where things are headed trend-wise. And then we're also at the show in booth. I want to say it is 432 and 434. So we're in the 400 aisle.
Write that down because it's a big show. And you're going to want to go see Tracy and the people at ABNK booth 432 and 434. Let's get to a break. We have one pair of tickets left. If you want to go to the show, again, February 15th, 16th, and 17th at State Fair Park, call us at 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Be the first to call in. We'll get you that pair of tickets. We'll leave them at will call under your name. This is the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You just finding that out that one of the ears doesn't work?
Yeah, the left ear doesn't work. Who knew?
That's what the Ohio Players does for you right there.
Right, it's not in stereo.
It is Disco Saturday. Jessie's just shaking her head because she has no idea any of this music.
Next time we'll be playing Backstreet Boys or something, right?
Oh, come on. That's not me.
That's not.
But everyone loves the Backstreet Boys. No?
No, I don't think they do.
Welcome
What's
back
your jam?
I listen to all kinds of random talk radio. I'm boring.
Wow. Well, hopefully on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. She's Jessie Cannizzaro. This is the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Jessie's the owner of Milestone Plumbing. Milestone Plumbing's in Wauwatosa. Go to milestoneplumbinginc.com. Our special in-studio guest, Tracy Grosspeech from ABNK, abandk.com. They are going to be at the show coming up. And booth 432 and 434, the show February 15th, 16th, and 17th, it's the Neri Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. And we were talking during the break, when you go and you meet with the people at ABNK, And you have interest, it's make an appointment at the show.
Make an appointment at the show. The salespeople will be there with their calendars. Make an appointment if you want to get going, just to get on our calendar, and then we can start the process of coming out to your house and talking to you more in-depthly about what you want to do with your space, and then follow up in the showroom with the design presentation and some budget pricing and things like that.
Tracy, if somebody comes to see you again, booth 432 and 434 at the show, and says, look, I want to have this done this spring. I want to have a full kitchen remodel. Man, you need to go now.
Let's get going.
Now.
Yeah, because our trades are about 6 weeks out
okay.
from when we sign a contract.
And the process to get that contract signed takes a while.
Because it does. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of options, a lot of things that have to be determined on what you want done.
Absolutely.
If somebody says, hey, I need to have this done by back to school, which is the end of August. Okay, good. Now we have, you feel more comfortable with that time frame.
I feel comfortable with both time frames.
Okay.
I just need to know how quickly we need to have follow-up meetings. And I'm not a pushy salesperson. None of us are at AB&K. But we just are a little bit more, we give you more gentle reminders.
You know, if I were you, if I was working for you guys, all I would do is say, hey, look, we've won 116 awards in 11 years. When do you want to work together?
Exactly. So at our booth, we're going to have a lot of pictures. We have new photography. So there's, if you don't see it on our website, come and you can see it in big wrapped canvases in our display at the home show. And you can see why we won those awards.
Tracy, you've worked at a number of these shows.
Yes.
And the difference between the fall show and the spring show, for me and what I do for you guys, it's huge. It's a big difference as far as the amount of vendors, the amount of people, as far as somebody that's there working the show, different type of people come in as far as not wants but needs or needs not wants, or do you just see more people at the spring show?
Usually the people that come in the fall are starting their investigation. And then if we see them in the spring, like, they're ready to go. If we see that same person, and we see the same people at the same show, I mean, over and over again, because it is also something to do.
Right.
You know, I go to all the shows at State Fair Park. The boat show, love the boat show.
Have you ever, did you own a boat?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
I pay tuition.
Yes, that's right. But you're big into sailing and stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, my kids sail.
Yeah.
But I pay college tuition, so. Yeah.
Where do your kids go to school, by the way?
UC Berkeley and Cornell.
Oh, man. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll borrow you $20 if you need it.
I could probably You need to buy me a cup of coffee after the show.
You know what? It's on me.
Nevertheless, the type of person that we see at the spring home show is typically ready to go. Let's get started. They've done their due diligence and their fact finding, and they put their Pinterest pages together, house pages together. They know kind of sometimes what things are going to cost or how much they have budgeted. They know what they can afford.
Right.
At the spring show, because they've done all of their winter due diligence, and they are ready to, let's get started.
So go to NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com for more information. The show again, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. When you go, make sure you stop and see Tracy. Do you work a lot of the hours?
So I will be there Friday afternoon.
Right.
With hanging out with you.
Yep.
Doing some talkie talks.
Yep.
And then I will probably be there Friday and then earlier with the Neri Foundation booth, because I am on that board, and I will be asking you to contribute to our auction items.
I'm in. I'm a big Neri Foundation fan. Love
me too.
Huge.
Me too. And then on Saturday I will be there midday. In our booth, and then I will also probably be there with the foundation booth, either before or after.
Yeah, if you see
so I'll just kind of be hanging around.
Just ask for Tracy. Booth 432 and 434. Jesse, we're just about there for the show. And what happens is there's a point where the snowball starts going down the hill and get out of the way. And that's kind of where we're at right now. A lot of things have been set. You can, again, go to NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. For more information, ticket information, time information, who's going to be there, celebrities going to be there, who I'm going to be introducing, celebrities like you, Tracy.
Yes, just like me.
If you could get
way more famous.
If you could get me that bio, that would be great. You like these shows too.
I love the shows. I'm leaving here to go count plumbing materials for the competition for the high schools. So
are
getting
you
those
really?
Set up. Yeah, I got a truckload of stuff I got to count out so that Diane from the Neri office doesn't email me Monday asking where it is.
That's awesome. Thanks for coming. It's good to see you, Tracy. It's good to see you, Jesse. This is the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.